An aide to cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, Sheikh Sula al-Obeidi, says the ceasefire in eastern Baghdad's Sadr city will go into effect on Sunday. According to the deal struck between the government's United Iraqi Alliance and the Sadrist movement, militants belonging to the Mahdi army will not engage in further fighting with Iraqi and coalition troops in Sadr city. In an interview on Iraqi News, Iraqi government spokesman Ali al-Daba says this ceasefire applies only to Sadr city. He says militants there must put away their weapons for their own safety and that of the area's citizens. He says the first thing will be to stop any shooting and to remove bombs on the roads. He says if any person holds a weapon, he will be targeted by the security forces. Daba says that private courts operating in Sadr City, outside of the Ministry of Justice, must immediately stop their operations. He emphasized that only the government has the authority to provide protection and to enforce laws. Daba added that the military will go through official channels to detain people he deemed to be outlaws. He said the government will control checkpoints around Sadr City, but the area will not be cordoned off entirely. Sadr's movement had called on the government to stop random raids against al-Sadr's followers and to open roads that lead to the city. Daba is also calling on all groups to cooperate to improve security for the sake of Iraqi citizens. He says providing people with security and a suitable calm is the Iraqi government's main aim, and he says he is certain that members of al-Sadr's group feel the responsibility for this belongs to them as well. He added that militants loyal to cleric Muqtada al-Sadr now acknowledge that they cannot be permitted to act outside of the government. Daba says everyone agrees that the security responsibility belongs to the government, and the government only, not to militia or armed groups. Daba says if the truce is successful in Sadr City, the government will attempt to extend it to other regions where fighting rages. Elsewhere, in the northern city of Mosul, Iraqi military forces backed by coalition troops are beginning a new phase of their campaign against al-Qaeda in Iraq. The military has closed off main roads leading to Mosul to prevent militants from smuggling weapons and car bombs into the city. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Erbil.